a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Judiciary Committee of the Senate will come to order. I ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
Bigalka.
Here.
Thiessen.
Here. Quorum is present. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the organizational meeting of the Judiciary Committee. This will be a short meeting this morning. We'll start our work full speed ahead next week. While I'm thinking of it, if you want to jot this down, here's next week's preliminary but pretty much certain schedule. On Tuesday, we're going to hear from the Attorney General's Office 36, 37, and 38. And on Thursday, we will hear from Public Safety 43 and the Attorney General's Office 35 and 39. Those, we have six bills assigned to us at the moment, and we'll do three of them on Tuesday and three on Thursday and see how we go. We're going to at least try starting our Judiciary Committee meetings at 8 o'clock. If we start falling behind, we'll move that up to the 7:45 time, but we'll start at 8. But we will start at 8 o'clock, and I'd appreciate it if everybody would be here ready to go promptly at 8. We will also take occasional brief recesses for 7 or 8 or 9 minutes at the chair's discretion. And we'll try to stick with that as well. I think first and foremost, first of all, welcome to our new committee members. Pleased to have you on this committee. I've been lucky enough to enjoy this committee the entire time that I've been in the legislature, and appreciate the important work, I think, that comes through the Judiciary Committee. A lot of people's very important and personal issues, and sometimes very emotional issues, come in front of this committee. And I think it's important that we make sure that those individuals get a full and fair hearing. And that's kind of always been the goal that I've had in the last term when I was chair, is to make sure that when folks walk out of here, not just our friends, the lobbyists that are regular attendees, but when John Q. Citizen comes in front of this committee, that they leave maybe not satisfied with the result, maybe they are satisfied with the result, but they leave believing that they've had a full and fair hearing and had an opportunity to tell their story. I think that's our job as legislators. You know, I appreciate the I would appreciate the attention of the committee to witnesses when they come in front of the committee, and appreciate it if we, you know, give us their attention and then offer questions to make sure we understand what their points are. So if we err in this committee, it'll be on the side of taking more time than we need rather than less time that we need. And those of you that have been here before, I think I understand that if need be, we'll call extra meetings over the noon hour or later in the day or whatever seems to work at the time. We have been in the past, I think the last couple of years, the busiest committee in the Senate. We have a new president pro tem that could change. I think we should expect to be busy, and so we're going to work hard at our agenda, but we're going to do our best not to cut short testimony. We will start with the premise that we will not have time limits. If we run into a bill or a situation where they're appropriate, we'll establish them. But at this point, we'll take the time that we need to hear everybody that has information to offer the committee. I think everyone noticed the seating arrangement, as far as I'm concerned, is fluid. If you get tired of who you're sitting by, feel free to sit by somebody else tomorrow. There's no necessarily any pecking order in this committee. find a seat and take it, and I'm sure it's a small committee. I can find you on one side or the other when it comes time. So seating arrangement is as you see fit. Voting. We will start. Of course, the vice chair and the chair will vote last. And we'll start with voting in alphabetical order. So Senator Bradford will get to lead off for a while, but come about the 1st of February, we'll reverse it and we'll vote in backward alphabetical order just because. Because I get tired of alphabetical. And so we'll switch it around a little bit. Again, I don't see that as a very important issue. As far as questioning the witnesses, again, we'll maintain the tradition that we've had the last couple of years to the extent that we can. I prefer that we question witnesses as they testify or after they testify, rather than doing all the witnesses and then start calling people back up for questions. Now, I understand there's a time, especially when we got somebody testifying, and I know darn good and well that the person that really has the answer you're asking is, you know, waiting to testify. Then we get kind of complicated. But my preference is that while it's fresh in our mind and while the witness is in front of us, that we question them before we go to the next witness. And so we'll try that. If we get into an issue where, you know, we've got the wrong person trying to answer the question, then we'll try to straighten that out. But be prepared, jot down your questions, and before the witness leaves, we'll see if someone has a question for the witness. I think we've settled, Madam Secretary, have we settled the issue of binders and who's paperless? We have not gained a lot on being paperless on this committee, is that correct? Well, good. I'm a binder person, especially when I'm trying to chair the committee, so I guess we'll just have to reserve one or two trees for the Judiciary Committee. And yeah, exactly. One thing that I guess I would request or perhaps demand is that we have no electronic communications between members while we are in session. Nothing prohibits you from getting up and walking over and whispering in somebody's ear, but I don't want emailing and texting back and forth. I think that somehow compromises the open public committee process. So please, no communications between members while we are meeting. If you are leaving the committee room, if you have a bill to present or you have something else that you need to leave for, if you would let the vice chair or myself or the secretary know where you could be found, if you can be found, and you know how long you can be gone in case we have votes that we need to work around. So, having said that, is there other comments from the committee? Vice Chair Bogalka, do you have any words of wisdom for us?
I can't think of anything, sir. You covered it very well. Thank you.
Questions or comments from other members of the committee? Senator Bradford.
Can we request all of the bills we put in come to this?
You make that request to the President Pro Tem. You can request anything you want. Getting it is another story, I think. But anyone else? All right. At this time, I'd like to invite our audience members to introduce themselves. We have new committee members on Judiciary, and perhaps we have new lobbyists, or we have current. We have lobbyists that are maybe representing new clients. And so I would invite you to come up to the mic and give us your best 30 seconds and introduce yourself and who you will be representing in front of this committee this term. Go ahead and be first, Greg.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Greg Satizon. I'm the legal counsel for the Unified Judicial System and will be appearing on behalf of the Chief Justice for a number of his bills. And I'm always available for any questions you might have about the court system. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Roger.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Roger Tellinghuisen. I'm an attorney from Rapid City. I am neither a new lobbyist nor do I have a new client to present to you this year. I still represent the South Dakota Trial Lawyers Association. For those of you that are not real familiar with the Trial Lawyers Association, I would like to just take a moment to kind of set the stage, if you will. A lot of you may be familiar with the National Organization of Trial Lawyers, and right or wrong, it has a very storied past and has a reputation of being more of just a plaintiff's bar. The South Dakota Trial Lawyers is very different from the National Association in that we are both a plaintiffs and a defense-oriented bar. We're too small a state to only exclusively represent one side of a lawsuit or the other. So we really have membership that's composed of not only plaintiffs' lawyers, but defense lawyers, criminal defense lawyers, prosecutors, government attorneys. So we are a much more what I would consider to be an all-inclusive association. And for that reason, the matters that kind of fall within our purview, or at least our interest area, tend to be a little more general in nature and not as specifically identified with either a plaintiff's position or a defense attorney's position. I, too, would encourage you that if you have any questions about the legal system or about a bill that may impact the legal system, I would be more than happy to try and answer it if given the opportunity. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Tellinghuisen. Morning, sir.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Barnett. I'm the exec director of the State Bar. I know everybody in this room, both up here and behind. I've been doing this for about 24 years, and I lobbied for a few years before that. Like some of these, I'm probably kind of an institutional memory, so if there's anything that I can do to help anybody, I represent all the lawyers in the state, and if there's anything I can do to help or you have questions, just let me know. I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the committee, Lindsay Ryder Rapp, and I'm an attorney here in Pierre, and I'm here in the same capacity I was last year as a lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys, kind of a newly formed organization, been in existence for about 4 years. However, last year was the first year that they actually had a presence, I guess a constant presence, up here at the Capitol. So as the others, I'm here and available to answer any questions. Certainly just trying to provide a voice to the various attorneys across the state that represent individuals charged with criminal offenses. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Yvonne Taylor, and in front of this committee, I will most often be speaking on behalf of the South Dakota Police Chiefs Association, but I also represent the South Dakota Municipal League, and you may occasionally see us up here on that, and most often you'll see us both agreeing to things. So we're happy to assist you in any way you need.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Paul Bashan. I'm an attorney here in Pierre. I represent the South Dakota State's Attorneys Association. I started prosecuting cases in law school back in about 1991. I spent some time at various prosecutor offices in South Dakota, at the Attorney General's office. I worked for the Department of Justice for a few years, and I still handle on a special basis some prosecutions throughout the state. But I represent all your full-time and part-time prosecutors throughout the state, and we have a mixture of them. Some of our part-time prosecutors may do defense work in other counties and handle a civil load. And then we have, as you can think of, your full-time prosecutors, whether it be in Rapid, in Sioux Falls, Lawrence County. I'll generally be here every day. Kerry Gonser is also an attorney in my office, so you may see Kerry here too. If there's anything that we can do to provide you with answers, if you need a question answered, we'd be happy to help you at any time. Thank you.
Thank you. feels a little bit like an altar call. Anybody else feel the urge here? Morning, Mr. Axtell.
Senator Teason, members of the committee, my name is Lee Axtell. I'm Director of Highway Safety for the state of South Dakota. Paul Bashand is my attorney. I'm doing very little lobbying this year, but it's nice to see all the familiar faces again.
Thank you. Mr. Winder, are you going to remain silent over there?
Yes.
Okay. Representing Department of Corrections, but won't admit it, and so we'll pass by him. Anyone else? Just a further comment, I guess it's widely known, I can state the obvious, that not only are we a committee, judiciary committee, without an attorney, we are, as a body in the Senate, without any lawyers representing the body. Ruben tells me that has occurred before, but it's been a while. Speaking of which, we're pleased and honored to have the same staff, LRC staff, representing us, working with us this year, Rena being our efficient secretary, and Ruben back for, would be year number 43, Ruben? 43rd year with LRC. And he will be our attorney in the room, so don't think we have one arm tied behind our back here. But as a practical matter, and obviously you'll all realize that, is that if those of you that are attorneys start talking lawyer talk, you might see some of us starting to glaze over a little bit. So just keep that in mind. We'll need explanations in layman's terms, because we're all proud to be laymen. So. Other business for the committee. Rena, do you have anything for us?
Introduce our page.
Willow, why don't you come and introduce yourself to us? Come around to the microphone and tell us who you are and where you're from. Welcome and thank you for your help to the committee.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Willow Bertanzigel, and I'm from Dupree, South Dakota, and I am the first term page here, and I'll be helping you guys, so if you guys need anything, just tell me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And I understand there'll be other pages. We have a couple short this week, right, or today, so we'll have other pages here as well. And as well, our intern, pending some change. Apparently, we got an intern that's assigned to two committees that meet at the same time. Would seem to be an issue that we need to try to resolve, but in the meantime, she's at the Senate Education Committee. So we'll get to that later. Anything else I'm missing? Last chance. This will, in fact, be the shortest meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I can just about guarantee that. All right, we'll see you all on Tuesday at 8 a.m. for 36, 37, and 38. Hearing no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Motion from Kirkaby, seconded by Valley. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Meeting is adjourned.